Welcome to Zoomer Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And once again, folks, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. This is Zoomer's Health Education Call. It's a call that we do basically twice a month, first and third Thursday of every single month. And the goal of this call is very simple, and that is to give you information and education that we believe is going to be beneficial to you, your family, the people you care about most, and it's really designed and centered in and around your personal health and well-being. Now, obviously, on calls like this, too, we're also going to educate you on ways that you can take advantage of Zoomer's product line to further enhance your health and protect your health. And tonight we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, one that I'm looking forward to, because it certainly is one that hits home with a lot of people. And it's one that I think by the time this call is done tonight will create a lot of possible thought-provoking ideas, but also some inspiration, I think, for many of you on the line as to some ways that you can be better stewards of your own health. If you've had a chance to look at our email about tonight's call, you know that tonight I'm going to be joined by a lady who is a good friend to us at Zoomer Worldwide, member of our scientific advisory board, somebody I'm proud to call a friend, and somebody who certainly spends her day-to-day activities in the practice of helping people enjoy more abundant health. She's a traditional naturopath. She's certified, and she's somebody who has really spent a great deal of her life just in the study and the research of nutritional focuses and wellness topics to help people practice prevention, to help them understand why they need nutrients, to help them understand how to better take care of this gift that God gave us, our bodies that we walk around in each and every day. So, again, very proud to have her as part of the Zoomer family, so I want to make sure she's out on the line there. Dr. Melissa, are you with us?
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks for being on the line tonight.
Yes. I'm on speaker. Does it sound okay?
It does actually sound fine, yeah. So you're coming through loud and clear.
Excellent.
Yes. So, Dr. Melissa, I know you and I had a chance to chat earlier, and we definitely have a great topic for tonight, and one that, unfortunately, like I said just a moment ago, a lot of people sometimes don't realize how important this topic is until they start seeing challenges in this area of their life. So I'm looking forward to the information you're going to share with us here tonight.
Yes. Well, actually, with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, it's just refreshing to know that we do have the power to change our perception if we do change our thoughts. And I actually just went to a seminar in St. Louis and returned, I guess, a couple of days ago, and I got some really great information while I was there. The seminar was basically on a program that I offer in my practice, which is called Shape Reclaimed, and it's a new inflammatory program, and I offer it in my practice to help lower inflammation, and I use Zoomer products along with this program, and I just get amazing results. And I also offer this program remotely for anyone who's interested. It's just a great program. And you can get more information on that. I'm just plugging myself right now at the oliveleaf.com website. But I tell you, Ken, I thought it was cold in Georgia until I walked out of the airport in St. Louis, and I was like, oh, my goodness, it's so cold. I've never been to a place that, to me, was that cold at that moment. And I had bought my went and took my daughter Sydney's giant earmuffs, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to run out with those just in case I need them, and I'm so happy that I took them because it was ridiculous, and I was just really happy to get back to Georgia after that. And I know a lot of people up here, I think someone said they were from Maine. I'm like, I have no idea. I could not deal. It's so cold.
You're so spoiled anyway, living down there in Georgia. You guys don't know what cold is until you spend a little time up north.
I know, and I'm like walking back into Georgia, and it's like 50, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful, whereas before I left, I thought that would be freezing. So, yeah, it's totally different. but tonight, I want to share some amazing information about the power of your mind. But first, before I get into that, I want to talk about your brain. I mean, some people think the mind and the brain are exactly the same thing, but they're really two separate entities going on. So when most people think of the brain, they just don't realize that the brain is basically another organ system, just like your kidneys, your intestines, your liver, and all the other organs in the human body. And the brain is just like a muscle. It can improve with exercise. And Ken, I think you and I have spoken before about brain games such as Lumosity. And you get it for free. I think we brought that up in a talk before. It's amazing. With all these little fun games where you're like pretending to be a bartender and you have to remember everyone's name and what they're ordering. It's just a great game. And they have several basic games that target different cognitive areas. And anyone can sign up for it online, and it's free. My husband, Dean, actually has a 99% rating compared to all the people within his age group. And I'm currently nowhere near 99% of my peers. So one day I hope to achieve that. But at the moment, I'm like, he's definitely trumping me on that. And but those of you who really want to improve the function of your brain, it's just a great way to start. And you can visit Lumosity and sign up for free. And there's another one I haven't tried yet, which is kind of a competitor called Brain HQ, which is very similar to Lumosity. And basically, it's just all these games to kind of get your brain, you know, targeted in certain areas, because each game has a different area that helps increase that cognitive ability for that specific area. So, you know, not many years ago, people, or science actually, believed that the brain didn't even have the ability to regenerate. And the cool thing is now we know that the brain is not hardwired. It's basically tissue. And we know it's tissue, but we just didn't give a lot of credit to it for a while. And we thought everything is just the way it is. And now we're realizing that it has plasticity and it has the amazing ability to allocate new tissue, which is available for a specific task if that task is exercised correctly, just like our body exercises, the same thing with our brain. And it's even known that, like, violinists, they have much more brain activity related to the movement of their hand while playing the violin, and their brains provide, like, more resources for developing skills beyond what's needed for normal function. And this is why, like, people say, oh, you should play a musical instrument. It has to do with being very good for your brain. And then sports studies have actually shown that through SPECT scanning, which is this like image that you can actually get of the brain, show that intensive athletic training among like professional athletes increased the size of certain brain regions. And as these changes occurred over time, the athlete's performance improved. And it's just amazing. The brain's just an amazing, amazing organ. And, you know, we can improve our cognitive skill. We can even change our IQ scores. So you're going to see a lot of, or continue to see, brain fitness as one of the fastest growing areas in educational programs for children and adults. So it's a really amazing science that we're moving into. And this is all good news, but it gets even better. Because if our brain, which is the control center for our body, is able to physically change by focusing on the external and retraining it, we got to look even deeper and realize that we are not at the mercy of our thoughts. Our brain is an organ, and it's ultimately controlled by our mind, and this is known as our conscious or our soul. So when we look at our thought process, we have to consider, where does the thought come from? You know, you're sitting there, all of a sudden you have thoughts, you know, thousands of thoughts a day. And scientists say basically it's a chemical reaction that occurs within our brain, which transcends into what we call a thought. I was reading about Charles Jennings. He's the director of neurotechnology at MIT, and it's the Institute for Brain Research. And he basically summarizes it, and he says the human brain is composed of about 100 billion nerve cells. These are known as neurons, and they're interconnected by trillions of connections called synapses. So on an average, each connection transmits about one signal per second. So some specialized connections send up to 1,000 signals per second. So I was thinking, well, that happens after someone takes focus up, probably, as it goes from one per second to 1,000. And
I think it feels like that to a lot of people who use focus up.
It really does. I love that. I'm going to touch on that a little bit later. But if you get even deeper into it, and you actually think about where our thoughts originate, and you look at this from a more spiritual perspective, because as a naturopathic doctor, we kind of do a holistic approach to health, and I do functional medicine in my practice. So we look at more of the fact that it's not just our mind or our bodies or our spirit. It's all three of those things come into play when you're looking at total health. So I have been recommending a book I recently came across to all my patients, and I'm recommending it to anyone on this call. It's by Dr. Carolyn Leaf, and it's called Switch On Your Brain, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking, and Health. And within this book, she provides a 21-day brain detox plan. And this is not based on food. I do a lot with food detoxification programs, but this is actually based on thought. And the cool thing is because I'm a believer, she's also a Christian, and she's a scientist. So she's done a wonderful job of backing up scripture with science as it relates to our brains and our thoughts. And she basically states that we're thinking beings and that we're all always in a constant state of thinking day and night. But as we think, we make choices, and these choices physically impact our lives. Because as we think, we can physically cause a genetic expression to happen within our brain, which can in turn affect our body. So as we think and imagine, we can actually change the function of our brains. And she has some really nice scientific studies to support this theory. And she believes that toxic thoughts left unchecked create ideal conditions for illnesses. So what she's talking about, and I think you and I touched on this a while back in a different call, is basically epigenetics. And epigenetics is the concept that, yes, we do have these hardwired genes, but we're finding out that we have so much more than what we even imagined when we mapped the genome. We just got so much. There's more. It's fascinating. There's more genetic material in our microbiome in our gut than there are cells in the body. It's just such a cool concept. So when you're looking at epigenetics, what you're doing is you're looking at, okay, I have these genes, but through, you know, my choices, through my environment, I'm not going to end up like grandpa who had diabetes. If I'm able to make wise choices along the way, I will not activate that gene, and that gene will not express. And this is really cool. I was just contacted by a producer out of California. I don't know if he's actually out of California, but I was researching on the web to make sure he was a legitimate producer, because I don't want to end up on some movie. I was like, let's make sure this guy's real. But he's actually a producer for short films, and he wants me to do an actual interview with him for this short film that he's making on the urban population. And he's actually an ex-Marine. He's African-American, and he's talking to me about, you know, what happens in the population, the urban population specifically, what's going wrong as far as from a dietary standpoint. And he wants to start addressing this when everyone's little, when they're children. And I said, you know what you're talking about? So you're talking about epigenetics, because if you're able to change a person's choices, even as a child, you know, you can prevent diabetes. You can prevent these diseases that kind of overtake the urban community because they don't have access to a lot of foods, especially within the city. So it's going to be really good. I'll have to share that with you guys once that comes out. But it's going to probably go national. And I want to get it in the churches with Dr. Anthony Stroman, because I feel like if he's out there talking about Zuma products, and if he could connect with this producer and show this film in the churches, that's going to be a really, really powerful. So I'm just excited about that. But a good example, when I was in St. Louis, a good example of the power of the mind was given this past weekend, because I was told a story about Nick. And I don't know if anyone's heard this story, but it's a fascinating story. And it was also on Joel Osteen's webpage, which is, I'm going to kind of read it verbatim because it's pretty cool. So Nick was a big, strong, tough man. He had worked out in the railroad yards for many, many years. He was one of the company's most reliable employees. But Nick was a chronic worrier. He was always fearing the worst and talking about what might happen. One summer day, the crew was told that they could leave an hour early to attend a birthday party of one of the foremen. Nick was out working in one of the refrigerated boxcars when somehow he accidentally got locked inside. He didn't have a cell phone or radio, and everybody else was gone. When he realized he was trapped in that car, he began to panic. He started screaming at the top of his lungs. He beat on those doors hour after hour until his fists were bloody. He finally had his voice give out. Nick was very aware that he was in a refrigerated boxcar. He guessed that the temperature was well below freezing. He began to fear the worst. He thought, if I don't get out of here, I could freeze to death. There's no way I can make it all night. The more he thought about it, the colder he got. Shivering almost uncontrollably, he found a piece of cardboard in the boxcar. He wrote a note. It said, "So cold, body getting numb. These may be my last words." The next morning, when the crew came in and opened the big steel doors, they saw Nick's body curled over in the corner. The autopsy revealed that, indeed, he had frozen to death. Here's the amazing part of the story. The refrigeration unit in the car Nick was in that night was never on. The temperature in the car where he froze to death was 61 degrees. Nick froze to death because he was convinced in his thinking that he was in a freezing car, and the thing that he feared came upon him. So that is just, you know, mind-blowing. And that just shows how powerful our thoughts are. And the sad story, but so very true, is a lot of us fall into that. We start, it's called stinking thinking. We start these thought processes, and you can wake up in the morning and you can have a good day or a bad day, and it's really depending on where you're directing your attention. And, you know, Deuteronomy 30 says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness this choice you make. Oh, that you may choose life so that you and your descendants might live." So it's kind of like in the Bible, it does talk about we have these choices. And it's kind of like we have to make that, we have to kind of get the gumption in there to make the choice. And it can be a lot harder than it actually is because there's so many other things affecting that choice. So choosing life is a choice we have to make every single day. And according to Dr. Carolyn Leaf, it's the process of thinking and choosing that is the most powerful thing in the universe under God, and it's a phenomenal gift from God to be treasured if you use it properly. So in Timothy, God has blessed us with a powerful and sound mind, and it's just up to us to exercise our brains to get rid of thoughts that are not productive and potentially destructive. So how does that happen? Well, research shows that 5 to 16 minutes per day of focused, intense, deep thinking activity increase the chances of a happier outlook on life. But this is not just about positive thinking and motivational books. Those are awesome. But many of us develop a negative thought process, and we hold on to that because it becomes ingrained in who we think we are. And we actually start to believe this because of what others have said to us intentionally or even unintentionally, because of past hurts and primarily because of unforgiveness of others as well as not forgiving ourselves. So the only way to break the pattern is really, this is my belief, is you immerse yourself in God's word. And I say, take a shower in heavenly power. It's my own little tagline there. And as Romans says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. And, you know, for me, and I know a lot of you know this story, it's like when I was 33, they gave me 45% chance of survival with breast cancer, and it had metastasized, and now I'm 50. So I have spent from the time I finished chemo, which was 35, and all the radiation, you know, the rest of my life, I've just dedicated to helping God's people, and all of them, everyone is God's people. So I am, my heart is just set out to really help them from a physical standpoint, which is what I do with obviously Zuma products. From an emotional standpoint, I just support them. I'm always there for my patients or whoever I meet. And then from a spiritual standpoint, it's just to share the Lord with them, because I know in my heart that if you do that, if you actually believe that he's going to take care of you and that he is our Father and that he sent his Son to die for us, it's an amazing sense of security that we have. So to summarize, I just say that if you look at our body, our body's like a ship. Our brain is the control tower, and our mind is the captain. And in my life personally, I have a strong tower, which is the Lord, who is my lighthouse that guides me through the dark waters and continues to renew my soul so that I can continue to captain my ship. So I recommend Carolyn Leaf's book, Switch On Your Brain, if you're finding toxic thoughts are consuming your life and holding you back, or if you just want a great book to read that really brings science and scripture together. And along with that, you know, I'm kind of switching subjects here, but we've got some awesome products to help with the brain. And it seems like that's where Zuma really excels, along with the X2O, you know, having Focus Up as a companion to that has been amazing. And I really feel like if people are having a bad day, and let's say their thoughts are not where they need to be, sometimes just getting a little umph, you know, getting something in there to recharge them, like Focus Up, is it switches the brain. And it's kind of ironic because it's talking about focusing up, and that's what I'm talking about too, except this is a product, obviously. But it's just amazing. So I love Focus Up. I play it before – I use it before every tennis match. I use it in the afternoons, like if I'm seeing patients all day, and I just want to take it, and it just doesn't make me jittery. It just gives me that energy without, you know, without any of the harsh – any side effects at all, because it's just giving nutrients to your brain. And then you also have Revital Mind, and that's an awesome product too. And because I've been talking so long, Ken, I'm going to let you kind of elaborate on Revital Mind for me.
I appreciate that. And you know, guys, one of the things I think about as Dr. Melissa is talking tonight is I've always been a believer, at least for many, many years now, in that mind-body connection. You know, you find in life, and this is maybe putting it a little bit too simply, but you seem to find in life people who seem to always complain and moan and whine about their lives usually find, sadly, more things to complain and whine and moan about. So there is a absolute mind-body connection, and I believe, you know, thoughts are things, and you bring about in your life those things you focus on and concentrate on most. You know, many of you could probably think to at least one or maybe many times in your life where you've focused consistently on something that you really desire to achieve or have or a goal you had, and because you stayed focused on that and you didn't stay focused on the negative or the challenges or the things that would potentially stop you, somehow you achieve those things. You reach those goals. Maybe sometimes in complete surprise because you just didn't think, you know, consciously it was possible, but you stayed committed and focused. And in some ways, you know, that is a recipe for success, not just for things like business, but it's also a recipe for success in your health. You know, what's interesting is one of the things that I believe when I'm using my Zuma products is I believe because I, you know, probably more than most, get a chance to see how they're formulated. I understand the quality that goes into the products, and Dr. Melissa understands this as well. I mean, so when we're using these products personally or Dr. Melissa is using it in her practice, she has this innate belief that what I'm using or what I'm giving my patients to use is something that's absolutely going to help them. It's going to benefit them. And gosh darn it, it does, you know, and part of that is the belief structure, but also the other part, of course, is the fact that it's good, high-quality products. I mean, when we talk about the brain, let's remember something very important. Well, it's often said that the body is designed to be 70% water. Well, the brain is designed to be typically about 80 to 85% water. Mm-hmm. So think about your brain's ability to function from a purely physiological level. If you're dehydrated and your brain requires more water for proper function than your body does physically, I mean, imagine what dehydration can do to brain function. So what I love is that, you know, we can definitely stay focused on, hey, what do we want out of life? Let's not focus on the worries, the stresses, the things we don't want, but let's focus on what we want. Let's focus on what we believe. Let's focus, as Dr. Moses says, up and a higher power. But at the same time, let's also realize that, hey, we are supposed to be good stewards of the bodies we walk around in, and the nutrition and the support that you give your brain is going to certainly go a long way in that area. You know, one of the things that I will tell you with great authority is that in the 13 years I've been associated with Zuma and helping people get exposed to and utilize and benefit from our products, you know, one of the things that a lot of people will say instantly or at least within days of starting the X2O is, you know, they just have better overall mental function. They feel better. Maybe their headaches start to disappear. Maybe they start to sleep better. And again, a lot of that simply goes back to just getting some maybe really good hydration into the body and especially the brain. But as Dr. Melissa was saying, we go beyond that. If you were to stop 100 people on the street and say, hey, let me ask you a question. What are you doing right now to give your brain nutritional support? And I bet you most people, probably 98 out of 100 would say, I don't know. I really don't know what to do, or geez, I never really thought about it, right? Sadly, a lot of people are not thinking about their brain until the brain starts to fail them. And as Dr. Melissa was saying earlier, and I appreciate you bringing this up, you know, it's kind of like if you don't use it, you lose it. So keeping your mind sharp and active is also an important factor. But again, nutritionally, if your brain is starving nutritionally, it's going to have a negative effect. So again, hydration, absolutely critical. X2O provides that. Focus up. Now we're talking about, you know, somewhat energizing the body and the brain, but also giving the brain those nutrients that it can grab onto and help to increase things like focus and memory and mood and mental concentration. But for those of us, especially those of us in the 40 and over category, who are worried about or concerned about eventual mental decline, or worse yet, are already starting to experience maybe some of that, or know family members who have it, and we're trying to make sure that we don't become hereditary inheritors of that condition, you know, really fortifying the brain with some of the nutrients that sadly are not going to be in most of our diets and not going to be in most of the things we're consuming. That's where a product like the RevitalMind comes in. I mean, that's like a clinical level brain health type product. It's again, just good, solid brain nutrition with lots of research and science behind the ingredients in that formula. But I mean, I think about it, you know, most of us, if we were to be honest and say, geez, what would be one of the worst things we would want to, you know, we would want to avoid in our health situation, I think sadly in today's modern world, because we see it so often, most people would say, you know, geez, you know, I know, you know, modern medicine and modern world advancements allow us to live longer, but you know, you sadly see many people today who get into their elderly or older years who maybe physically their bodies are able to continue to move forward, but maybe their brains are failing them, and maybe they're not able to function, you know, like they once did. And think about that. What kind of a quality of life would that be? Some of you have family members or friends that have experienced some of those mental decline illnesses. You know, it's not a good place for anybody to be. It's sad to watch people we care about go through that. So this idea of, you know, really nutritionally fortifying our brains and protecting our brains is such an important topic and becoming more and more important these days. In fact, most recently in baby boomers who were surveyed about their fears about getting older, mental decline or losing their mental capacity was one of the very top concerns they expressed. And again, when we look around our world today, it's no surprise because it seems to be more and more common. So, I mean, keeping our brains in good stead, whether it's brain exercises, whether it's, you know, making sure you're staying positively focused on the things that you want out of life and not worrying about all the things that could or might happen, and then nutritionally fortifying our brains, my goodness, think about the kind of success, you know, we're setting ourselves up for in all areas of life. I mean, I think it's such an important topic. And again, sadly, one that I think you'd probably agree with this, Dr. Melissa, and the people that you see in your practice, many people aren't thinking about and sadly aren't even, you know, worried about until something really does start to change and they start to lose some of that mental sharpness.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, you also have to look at environmental causes. Another book I really like that I always recommend is called The Dorito Effect. That's a great book because it talks about how our foods are just kind of really manipulated chemically so that we crave them, and how that certain food actually affects part of the brain that makes us crave. And it's kind of like we're being manipulated by the food industry to really want foods that aren't good for us. And so you look at people that have, you've heard of like MSG syndrome and things like that, and these things can also have a negative effect on your brain. You can walk around and eat something, and all of a sudden you're not feeling 100%. A lot of that has to do with more of the toxicity that we're exposed to. So that's another great attribute of X2O, is that you're like in a constant state of filtration. So even if you're eating things that aren't 100%, you can like still keep yourself filtered properly by drinking X2O and making sure that you're drinking enough water, getting hydrated, and moving that junk out of the body, which is really important.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Melissa, I mean, we've covered a lot of ground, obviously, in roughly a half an hour here. Any final thoughts or comments you wanted to make on this topic?
No, I'm just happy I got to share it. I usually don't share my faith that demonstrably, but I just felt like tonight I wanted to do that. And because the book that I'm reading, you know, is very, very powerful, and I really feel like it's very helpful to see people who are really trying to change the way they think. And it's not that we think bad, but, you know, it just seems like it's easier to think negative than it is to think positive. We just tend to go in that, or human nature tends to go in that direction. So it just gives us more control back, so that we're able to take control of our lives and therefore take control of our destiny from that standpoint. So I'm glad I got to share. It was awesome.
I'm glad you did too, and it's a great point. I mean, those of you who are paying any attention at all to our news media or anything centered in and around either political events or world events, kind of hard to stay positive and optimistic in our current climate of negativity that seems like our world seems to be constantly focused in. And I agree, it's so sad that so many people get wrapped up and caught up in that. But the reality is, again, what we focus on most, we typically bring about in our lives. So if we're focusing on all that negativity, it's unfortunately going to manifest itself many times into other issues and challenges in our lives. So guys, obviously, it's a mind-body connection, and that mind definitely has a lot of control over the health and well-being of your body. So hopefully the information that you gathered on this call tonight is information you'll put to use in your own personal life. Most importantly, hopefully it's information that you'll encourage others to consider. And remember, this is a recorded call, so this is going to be accessible for you through the back office of your Zuma Worldwide website. Anytime, you can share this with others by simply sending them just an email with a link to this particular recording. But for those of you who joined in on this live call tonight, want to say thanks for being on this live call. Appreciate you taking your time to be here. Hope the information was helpful to you. And I certainly encourage you to be on another health education call again, first and third Thursdays of every single month, same time, same place. Until next time, folks, have a great rest of the week. Look forward to having you on again on a future call. And Dr. Melissa, thank you as always for your time and your talent tonight.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
All right, everybody. Take care. Thanks for being on tonight.